Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we have here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Wednesday.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes, too.
Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carry out or delivery or curbside from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing for lunch or dinner or your next tailgate. Fully staffed now, 7 days a week, both locations. Order online or with the Witch Witch app. Witch Witch Superior Sam.
This is my favorite part coming up.
Perfect.
This is Louisville. Perfect. This is Louisville.
This is.
This is game day.
I'm confident of that.
Who's the starting five?
Oh, man, dude. Listen.
Because, Steve, tell people the realization you had this morning.
We as Louisville fans, maybe more than anything, we love us some starting five conversation.
The Louisville delegation.
We love some starting five conversation. I'm guilty. I watched JJ the first time. I'm like, he got started. Well, Steve, what if he plays better? I don't care. He's got to start. Got to be in the starting lineup. I need to hear from Bardstown, Kentucky, JJ Traynor.
We put our starting five.
I walked in. The first text I saw was, who's the starting five? It's like, I got to know.
Listen, we want our five best players out on the court to start a game.
Yeah.
We never, as a fan base, we can't even wrap our minds around somebody playing better off the bench.
No. It's like, if they play better, then they're playing better than somebody on the floor for the first 5 minutes of the game, and I don't want that.
Listen.
And guys, I'm not mocking. This is me.
When we're deep at a certain position, people don't care. If I have three centers, we should start three centers.
Yeah.
If I had three, all-American centers, Steve.
Yep.
The fan base says we're starting all three. Look, no, I don't want Stephen Enoch and Malik Williams sharing minutes.
Yeah.
I want them. You teach them both to be on the court at the same, and this is early.
Yeah.
This is early when they were both playing.
Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, yeah.
We.
Oh, I asked Mike Pegues. do you remember their first year? I said, any shot we do the Twin Towers? He was on this show.
I don't remember. Listen, I do remember that now that he said it. Rick, how can we get Jalen Johnson, Ray Spalding, and who else was a big?
Well, Jalen and Ray were the two Jaylen that went and back Ray. And forth.
Yeah.
And we
need to get them on the floor together now.
Just play them together.
I don't care if we have three All-American anythings, play them.
Yeah. Yeah, just play them.
Yeah, we don't wrap our hands around any of that other stuff. Okay, so Steve, who's your starting five?
Oh, man, L. Ellis. Mike James. Kamari Lance.
Ooh. You already got yourself in a pickle.
J.J. and Jalen.
Nikki, don't say. I want you to be quiet. Nikki, I want you to tell me, who did Steve just name?
L, Kamari, Jalen, Brandon, and Sid. Is that what you said?
Close enough.
Well, that was that. That's my starting five. So, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Basically,
yes.
Basically,
yes, yes. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Now, Steve, I want you to repeat your starting five. Do it again, please.
L. Ellis,
right?
Kamari Lance, Mike James, J.J. Trainer,
oops,
and Jalen Withers.
Now say your starting five. Listen, I asked you what did Steve say about his starting lineup. The reason Nikki did what he did, Steve, is because he can't listen, he or a Louisville fan or me heard you just talk right now.
Yeah.
And you literally put Brandon on the bench.
Yes.
And Sydney on the bench.
Yes.
And you went with an entirely new squad.
Yeah. Well, as I got to the third guy, I was like.
Because I saw you when you paused, and I'm like, you know you just benched. Like, once you said Kamari Lance, you realized you just benched either Brandon or Sydney.
So I was like, I'm going to go both.
Yeah, and then when you said JJ, I'm like, okay, you just benched Sid. Because
so, you know
I
what?
Know you're going to start Jalen Withers.
Yeah.
So you moving Jalen back to center?
I don't care. It's positionless. That's the five that give you the best chance to win right now.
I mean, shouldn't they just go with the biggest lineup possible? I mean.
No.
I mean, unfortunately. I mean,
I don't hate it.
I'm not trying to hate on the team, but they've.
Okay.
Their system needs work right now, right? Mm-hmm. We can expect that Scotty D's team. Okay. It's Jimmy's and Joe's versus X's and O's tonight. That's all I'm saying. So I'm trying to come up with the biggest, fastest lineup I could think of.
I know what you're saying, right? And, gosh, I got to say these things, and I hate to say them, Steve.
Okay.
I really, it gets on my nerves to say it.
I'll say it anyway.
And you know why.
Say it anyways.
Yes, I can go with the big lineup.
You got hate in your heart? Let it out.
I can go with the big lineup if I thought that Coach Payne just wanted to go win the game at all costs.
I agree.
If Kenny Payne just said, I'm we'll go back to practicing our style in practice. But in this game, I just want to win. But let's go pound the boards.
Okay,
let's
go. But hear me out. Mm-hmm. Okay, if my starting lineup come out tonight, people would be more excited. Because here's the reason us as Louisville fans love starting lineups. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We feel like there's a change.
Mm-hmm.
And if I see that starting lineup tonight, I'm like, okay. Figured something out, you know. So I'm like, all right, baby. Like, let's go. You start to get a little more amped up. You're like, okay, let's see. And if they come out and they jump out on Bellarmine 12-2, you're like, we figured it out. It's done.
The tweak.
It's done. We've got it.
Right.
We're done. You know. And you don't even think about
And it looks like discipline.
What am I going to do when I play in North Carolina? What am I going to do? See, play to a big? That, like, yeah, you're kind of just
that's
like,
the problem with the Nicky conversation.
But
like
by then, I'll want one of these guys out of the starting lineup, so I don't really care.
And that's why I say fan base, when you listen to Marcus.
Nick looked up like, right, yeah, well, I mean, then that's when you get to the the Nick Valvano thing. He was like, what?
What I do? Listen. I don't like saying it. I don't like living it either. So when I say starting lineup, if you want a bludgeon, you know, if you want a ant sledgehammer thing.
Yeah.
You know, but surgery takes a long time to perform, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. If Kenny Payne says, I got to improve my players and moving around before I can even worry about Bellarmine. Yeah. Which is what he's saying, and I don't like repeating that. You know what I want to say?
I'm listening.
KP, just go bludgeon them with inside play. Tell everybody to crash the boards on both ends. Get it inside to either Sid or Brandon every single time. And then when you get back to practice, then you can go back to practicing our ball movement style. I mean, I want to say that.
Yeah.
But I know that's idiotic if you're trying to improve these players as individuals.
Well, I mean, because truthfully, I don't think the starting lineup's going to change at all. That's why I think Kenny Payne said what he said in the postgame the other day. He said, you know, soon we're going to come – there's going to come a time once the season starts that there are repercussions for bad play.
Right.
Which to me meant we're going to roll with the lineup the way we have it right now. Because this is what we feel like is the best.
Is the most confident.
Sure.
Is the most confident.
Well, I don't know. If it was the most confident, I think JJ would be in there.
No.
JJ looks awesome, dude.
Are you comparing him to where he was or where Kenny Payne thinks he should be?
No, I'm comparing him to watching Brandon Huntley Hatfield stand like he's got cinder blocks on his feet and JJ moving around, rebounding the basketball. That's my comparison. Because
JJ's really active.
I'm way too close sometimes for that to continue to happen.
Kenny Payne told you, though.
Like, son!
I'm going to be on JJ.
Who's the guy on the front row that keeps calling us son and telling us what to do? It's me.
Hey, Nikki.
Son, I love you.
Nikki.
I talk to him like that.
Nikki. The phrase I want to say is, what is it? Define irony, right? Steve Rummage has been on one since this weekend because someone he knows ran out on a football field.
Well, we named the names.
In the situation.
The sheriff was trying to regulate. We've talked about it.
Okay, I didn't hear you talk about it, so I was going to leave.
Mark is misremembering that. Because he was out a little further than he thinks.
Hey, Nikki.
Oh my God.
Nikki, what about another guy sitting courtside calling out screens?
Yeah, this
in
is
the middle of the game.
It's the basketball team. We got more riding on this. Like,
Nikki.
I'm going to be a nerd. I don't think that's irony. I think that's actually hypocritical.
Maybe. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
But no one knows what irony
is. That's your teammate.
Like, they always get it
wrong. That's your teammate because that's what Nick will do. That's what the Nick crowd will do. They'll be your friend until for 1 second, and then they'll stab you right in the back. Look at him.
Do you stretch before you deflect like that? You're going to pull something.
Look at him. He's loving it, too.
No, Nikki. I was – because I use it wrong, Nikki, too.
Yeah. Will you read the definition of irony real quick
just
so we'll never make this mistake again?
Yes. Because a lot of people use it. I've used it wrong as well. Irony definition. Okay. The expression of one's meaning by using language that normally signifies the opposite, typically for humorous or emphatic effect. Don't go overboard with the gratitude he enjoyed with heavy irony. A state of affairs or an event that seems deliberately contrary.
That's totally enough.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
I don't
that's,
either.
That's way too
Nobody
far.
Knows what irony is. So Everyone Nikki, gets it wrong.
So, Nikki, tell Steve he can't call out screens.
I can't.
From the
We're a top six program in basketball. I love my football.
You know
team.
What?
Is it because Louisville's a basketball school?
I'm a top six.
Listen,
program.
Steve is the Clemson chain holder.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever heard me complain about that? Have you ever once heard me complain about that? Because I would have thrown that first down marker into the crowd.
You call out screen, I'll call security.
I would listen, if I could cheat in some way.
I'm going to get our guy from last year.
But the other guy is the total opposite. If you want to come down on the court, what? I mean, I'm just saying.
Keep on. Change. Move on.
I mean, can you just like maybe disguise it as just being a really active fan? Like maybe, you know.
No, because fans don't sit where Steve was at.
That's fair.
Yeah. No. I'm not.
That can't happen.
I'm not. Win. I want to win. I'm ready to win. Like, this is fun. Whatever it takes.
Doc, fire away, my man.
You're not going to talk.
So I'm not thinking that the starting lineup is important because I think Kenny wants these guys flying all over the court, playing defense with a lot of pressure. So it's a matter of quick substitutions of guys if they start to even look like they're getting winded and not sprinting to cover up empty spots and cut out opportunities for open threes as well as backdoor plays like Bellarmine likes to run. So I don't think it's going to be a matter of who starts, but it's going to be time. And when they start looking a little bit sluggish, you're out. Somebody fresh is in.
Right. Right. Okay, Doc, I appreciate the call. Here's the problem. It's not sluggish. It's paralysis by analysis. It's not being confident that you know the system. That's the sluggish look that people see. Not understanding, you know, not being confident in the system. Not understand. Again, I'll say it, and until people understand, you're literally teaching somebody to get close to the basket and find somebody to pass it to. You know, you're trying to get somebody to play like Draymond Green. And anybody who likes the Warriors has yelled at Draymond Green a million times. Shoot the ball! Shoot the ball!
Yeah.
But he say, no, this is for our system. You got to pass it to get the great shot.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, like, I mean, that's like using Draymond, though, is like, yeah, like, I mean, yes.
Brandon Huntley, Draymond?
I mean, well, no, I'm saying, here's my thing. I'm saying, like, yeah, I mean, you're picking the by far worst shooter. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, he makes the extra pass. Well, yeah, I mean, I want you to make the extra pass. If anybody's going to make the extra pass, I want it to be Draymond. It would be different if it was Clay passing up the open look and kicking.
How funny is this? I was like, where the hell does Clay play at?
We had him. Sam Williamson, he's gone.
No. No, Steve.
Captain mid-range.
That's what Nicky's, delegation was.
Steve. Steve,
did Paul?
I was saying.
Thanks, Paul.
What league are you and Clay? Like, why are you talking about your homeboy making an extra pass?
Do I hate Paul? No, I hate Fran. I'm sorry. Never mind.
I was gonna say I was like.
I thought you were talking about your homeboy making the extra pass.
We all look the same to Steve.
Who made the extra pass?
Clay.
Oh, Clay.
You brought
Clay don't pass at all. My Clay don't pass.
Listen.
And now my Clay sucks, so like he
Nicky,
really is.
I literally thought he was talking about his homeboy Clay making the extra pass, and I'm y'all play at?
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, why are you throwing him under the bus?
No, yeah, he never does. Now, like I said, now he's just terrible, so he don't do
it. Is he out of shape?
Yeah, I mean, he's just not very good. Steve, I agree 100% or 1,000%. Lineup changes can be excited.
Lineup changes are exciting.
Hey, you want to pump that crowd up right before a game? Be like, you know what?
Lineup changes or playing rookies?
Start Fabio, and people will be like, oh, shoot. He figured something out. You know.
So lineup changes are like the backup quarterback.
Yes. That's a great way to put it. Yep. That's a phenomenal way to put it.
I just want to see somebody different.
If you showed up tonight and Fabio was starting, you'd be like, oh, man, we're gonna kill Bellarmine.
That's a great point. Like, what lineup would make you most excited? Not necessarily the one you want, but one that you'd be like, ooh, I think that's a good sign.
I think your hypothetical lineup of, like, Brandon running the point, probably.
That's
it's the biggest.
That's NBA 2K.
Wizard armor.
Yeah.
That's wizard armor. NBA 2K. We're going to call him the boot. He's 7'1". Look, he's 7'1".
Yeah.
Look, shooting 95.
Yeah. 100.
His name's Vinny.
100.
His name's Vinny.
Vinny
the boot.
My creative Vinny player, the Vinny the boot. 100. He's bigger than Yao Ming.
Yep.
Move him up.
Better 3-point shooter than Steph.
Jalen Withers, point guard.
Can attack the basket like Donovan.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield, 2. Sidney Curry, 3. Rose, 4. And
you wouldn't be excited though if Fabio was starting. Like, I'm telling you, starting lineups, dude, that gets the people going. It's provocative. People love it.
I didn't.
People love it, especially a Louisville fan. Nothing a Louisville fan loves more than a good change in a starting lineup, dude. Like, I'm telling you, I would be like, let's go.
Hey, listen, I'm excited. People, wherever you are, enjoy the game.
Louis, earlier before the thing, Louis was like, yeah, man, when we first started doing the show, we didn't get many texts. He's like, now we get like, 200. I said, how many texts do you think you get? I said, no, like, give me an actual number. He was like, man, probably like 200. I'm like, yeah, we get like 201.
Last commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maybin here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus had to go. Look, we got a big day today, man. Got the game tonight. We're going to be out there, probably getting out there early, enjoying ourselves. So, it's a game where I will say Diener did kind of scare me this morning when he kind of was like, or he said, the cheap tickets are awesome. But the opposing team lives here. It's like,
that's a really good point.
Ooh, and then I went on there. And have you went on there and looked lately?
No, what do we got? What do we got cooking?
A lot of those tickets are gone.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's a lot. There's left if you want to come. But it is definitely, some tickets have been bought. I was like, hope that's Louisville fans. Hope that's Louisville fans. Like, yeah, I never even really crossed my mind. You know, it was like, oh, yeah. We are in the same city, which I think U of L did a tremendous job with that, and I think they've done well with the basketball and football, making it economically possible for families to go that don't normally get to go,
right?
And that's no knock on people. I mean, gosh, if I didn't have our media pass, I couldn't take. I mean, we're not necessarily like hurting, but I mean, I couldn't go to a bunch of the games like that without, I mean,
no, totally. Well, and yeah, I mean, way to read the room, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it's, all politics, haha, yeah, aside. So it's a little tough right now for,
well, yeah, and that's, yeah, not a, that's not a, like, oh, a shot at anybody.
No, that's no, my not point. At all. Like, oh, not, man, at all.
Well, we let all the people who can't afford games, it's like, no, dude, I couldn't afford to go to the games. You look at the tickets, like, you go on StubHub or a secondary market right now, or, I mean, dude, you're going to pay for a decent seat, especially if you wanted to sit. I mean, you can sit down low for $21, even though I do think all those are gone.
Yeah.
I think now it's just the
what do you think the makeup's going to be, red to crimson? Like,
I mean, there'll be a decent amount of Bellarmine fans,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking like 75-25, maybe. Maybe even 60-40. Like,
I don't know if it'll be that much, but I'm, yeah, I mean,
70-30 maybe. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, there'll be a, I mean, there's a lot of people in the city like Bellarmine that root for Bellarmine. Now, I will say this. There's a lot of people in this city that are Louisville fans.
Right, that root for,
so you,
right,
got, I mean, you go to a Bellarmine game, there's going to be a lot of people there. And they may have that thing full at Freedom Hall for a game. But a lot of those fans are Louisville fans, too, where it's like, yeah, but I mean, like, all of us, I will go root for Bellarmine at a Bellarmine game like I'm watching, like I'm watching a Louisville game.
Right.
No,
I mean, see, that's the other thing. I mean, red, crimson, this is very much a friendly rivalry, yeah, full of respect. I kind of see, obviously you're going to be pulling harder for one team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could definitely see Louisville fans being like, damn, that move by Justin Betts, clap, 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 you know.
Or, sure.
Knights fans going, whoa, L. Ellis fast, you know.
Yes. It gets easier for the Louisville side of it. The Bellarmine side of it, I think they can say, oh, man, you know, this Louisville team's really good, a lot easier. Louisville almost has to be in the lead.
Yeah, for everyone to be happy.
And then we're like, oh, man, this team's good. But, I mean, I think you'll see some respect for Coach Davenport.
Hey,
if they were to win that game, I wouldn't be surprised if people don't, you know, hey, well done.
It's a standing ovation.
I don't know about standing ovation.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But like,
yeah, I don't know if I'm losing to Bellarmine and then going, yeah, let's go, Coach. Scotty D, you know.
we'll see you wearing a Knights hoodie tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Well, then, yeah, like Texter says, you got to account for the Kentucky fans that'll be there tonight, too. So between Kentucky fan,
yeah, that's a good point.
Bellarmine, Louisville, I mean, liable to be sold out tonight. I know, maybe not talked about getting there early tonight, just enjoying the evening, man. It is a fun game, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a crosstown rivalry. It's a in-city rivalry, you know. Phil can pull this off. Not a lot of people can pull this off. Phil is like the no sock with the Sperry's.
Yeah.
Like his
But he doesn't look like a douchebag.
Yeah, like his pants are like high waters.
Yeah. And but he's rocking it.
And his ankles are showing, his feet are showing, and it's like they're full, and he's got like the Sperry's on.
Yeah.
And like and then just a quarter zip pullover. And it's like super cool.
Phil, can you come in here so I can ogle you?
It's not even like douchey. It's like really cool.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You know, sometimes the Sperry kind of.
See him? Look how cool he is.
Oh, man, dude, just killing it.
Right.
Just, yeah. You look good.
Crushed?
No.
We're complimenting.
No, we're on. We're like.
Say, it's like, it, no. This is yours.
I was going to say, Calgo Valvano pullover.
We're
baby.
Honoring you.
Yeah, no. We like the drip.
Wait a minute. Is Calgo Valvano.
Well, they used to have a charity.
There's no, but there's no football players around, right?
Really? Okay. Doing this now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a wild ball hits Calgill. We're like, oh, God.
Oh, God. You guys are awful.
A wild swing. I had a very nice dinner with Tom Durich and Frank Calgill one time.
Freddie C is good peeps. He's good, good peeps. No, but that was one of my favorite pullovers we ever had.
Let me be clear. I like Fred.
I'm not sure that needed to be said, I'm glad.
He's not a bad guy.
No, yeah. Not at all.
I think he made a bad decision.
Good peeps.
But I think he rectified that.
I agree. Okay. And Phil's rocking that Adidas pullover. That was good. You're right. I like the Phil drip today.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that.
Yeah, he's big fan. He's got swag. If Nick shows up, we know there'll be at least.
Really?
One UK fan.
Really? Really?
I know.
You know what?
I know.
Glad you sent that.
I didn't know.
You smirked and you were like, I did something today. Yeah. I didn't know. Good for you, buddy.
Well, to be fair, their last text was Scott to Steve, how's my blank taste? So.
I both hate and love that guy.
So they're across the board.
That's
today.
A good chirp. That yeah, is a good yep, chirp. Yep, like I'm mad at you, but that was a good chirp on me.
Yeah, they are.
My
not,
L's are firmly up. The question is, am I going to be able to bring Jeanette, or should I bring Jeanette?
Yeah,
her L's are down when it comes to basketball, though.
But are they at the game though?
Like, no, I mean, she's not. No, I scared the crap out of her one time. I was like, you can't wear blue. Like, you wear blue, they're not going to let you into the tailgate.
No, you can't
wear blue. And so she went out, that poor sweet girlfriend, went out and bought, on the way there, a $70 Cardinal hoodie.
Yeah, like, like just that's what like, I'm saying. I mean,
like, I don't want anyone to be upset or hurt anyone's feelings.
And I don't I think like, Jeanette.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, I don't think Jeanette is there, like, hating on the team or anything.
Throwing L's down at everyone's face. Yeah. Honestly, if she did, tiny little bit of me would be like, turned off just a little bit. Only, but you know, like the little, let me just say this,
Nick. If she did and was doing it very violently, there'd be two of us.
She's got, dude. She went back to the red hair.
Like, dang, it's kind of hot.
Right? There's a part of me.
She's like, Steve. And I'll be like,
Your L might be down, but what direction is your pineapple?
I love you. What direction's your pineapple?
Oh,
did you accuse somebody of that the other day on the air?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody sent a caller to a show, or somebody called in and you accused them of. Wow.
The doctor, I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry, but she called into the post game show over the weekend, and I was sensing, and like I said, don't want to cast aspersions. She's a doctor. She's obviously way smarter than me.
Yeah.
But you weren't supposed to jump on that fast.
Oh, no, I'm ME. I'm not, no, like, listen, trust me. I can't even get my grammar straight most of the time. So, yeah, no, I don't need to be working on anyone's well-being.
What if it was just a scenario, listeners? You, God forbid, you get into hopefully a non-lethal car accident, yeah, and you just see Steve and I hovering over you, like, okay,
are you ready?
We'll get you through this.
We're in for Colby and them today. We're going to be doing your acupuncture. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh God,
that's a nail. What are you doing? Does this feel better?
They handed us these little spears and told us to stick them in.
Dr. Colby does a good job. No, but I'm
a big believer in acupuncture.
No, big fan. No, like, seriously, he helped me with some major muscle spasms.
Natural remedies. It's wild how they work.
No, absolutely. the doctor, she called in and I said she had big time upside down pineapple energy.
Ah.
And again, not trying to cast aspersions.
That's funny.
Consenting adults, whatever you want to do, like monogamous or otherwise.
But totally.
I was sensing, I was like, pineapple was strong with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. What was her name? Just if we're
Dr. I know I need a new GP.
I mean,
I don't
care. I don't care. I don't want to know.
Mr. Valvano, you've had 7 physicals this month.
God.
You've been obese in all of them. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you're still obese. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc.
Just curious. Anyways, we're man, I'll probably get there early tonight, though. I think there's gonna be a good vibe in that place tonight, man.
I like it.
Yeah, I think you know, it is Kenny Payne's first game. You are kind of, they're handing out the rally towels. You do get the the first real game without the IARP over your head. Like, and it's against Bellarmine, I said, and that brings an energy too. I think there's going to be a great energy in there, man. Like, I really do. So I'm excited to get there tonight and just kind of see how that goes. And again, I think it's one where you're going to see some fans. With it being 9 o'clock, I think this is one where even like the local restaurants and stuff are going to feel the
some service industry.
Yeah, like, okay, because. I mean, I know some people that own some service industries around that area. Is like, it's not been good. Like I mean, this is not good for everybody when things are not just that you have a bad team, like that happens, but when you fans are so, I'm not going. I mean, Nick, like, I went to like 2 games last year.
Yeah, and you
and
know
I
what?
Get in free.
Right, and you were not alone.
Yeah,
you were not alone.
And it was like, dude, I mean.
And that's where the ticket thing really gets felt. But like, because, like you said, someone might not be struggling, but it's if you're 50-50.
Yeah.
On wanting to go, and then you see, like, well, tickets aren't that. Like, it's one of those things that can nudge you one direction or the other.
Yeah.
And having affordable ticket prices definitely help with that. And I think, yeah, I mean, it'll be great for the economy around there. For sure. Stop by our boys at Bear Nose, man.
Yeah,
George and Company, man. That's a perfect spot to go.
George and the team, man. That's my spot before games. I love going over there, man. I'll go over
there.
Great spot. My wife, we love some Bear Nose pizza, so we'll go over there and knock some of that out. Somebody said, somebody said, is she a foot doctor? Is there a joke there that I don't know? Is
it a fetish? I don't know. A podiatrist? Like, yeah. You got something? I mean, well, dude. Middays with Marcus Maven, we do not kink shame on this show, but no, that
cool. When Marcus isn't here.
when Marcus isn't here, yeah, that's a good point.
Texter says, I once dated a girl who was a UK fan.
How'd that work out for you?
We watched the Duke game with the Leitner shot at her house. When they lost, she was so upset, but I went to the bathroom and celebrated.
Good for you. House? Do they? I wonder if they have the house divided.
Well done. You're a stud. You know what I did? I went to the bathroom and celebrated. I went to the bathroom, shut the door, very quietly went.
I wish we still had the video for that song. I know. I put her decorative soaps in shape of an L. Yes. Showed her.
You're in the bathroom. Let's go. All
right. Sorry, babe.
All right, let's play out, man. Let's get it's game day.
I need a sandwich.
Yeah, I need a good Phil came through today. I mean, 4 out of 5 days isn't bad. I thought the least he could do is get us 5 days a week, some lunch, but he did 4.
At least he looks good today, too. That helps.
Yeah, but you look worse when you start missing food drops. And so.
You go from an 8, an eight to a 7.
Texter says, I know a pineapple foot doctor.
Oh, hey.
Scotty is one of us with the Ville. Highest compliment to him, but we need to hammer him tonight. Yeah, right. He's not today. Don't talk to me before the game, Coach Davenport. I don't want to talk to you.
Nothing personal.
Yeah.
We
talk
love
to,
you.
If you talk to me, I'm going to go talk to ESPN reporter and just, like, yeah, he cusses all the time. He comes in the studio and just does, like, he just, like, rampages. He's really.
Pre-game interview.
He's really insane.
Stephen Rummage says you exclusively hunt endangered species.
Yeah, I'm like, hey,
often from the zoo. Is that true?
Yeah, he's just wild. Yeah, wild. He hit me in the side one time. Like, yeah, it was crazy. That is true. All right, Middays with Marcus Maven. Let's get this dub tonight. 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.